And we are backstage here at Bonnaroo. It is Mike Powers and sitting across from me, Ray LaMontagne. Ray, with the gig on the way, coming up this afternoon, 6:15, I guess I should say early evening, on the Witch stage. And appreciate you taking a couple of minutes here, Ray.
No problem.
So you're out on the road, Ray LaMontagne and the Pariah Dogs, and it looks like it's been a good fusion with the band that you've been playing with on and off over these years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful sound that we make, in my opinion, you know, just in my life, you know, in my musical experience. It's a really rare thing.
And it's been about coming up on a year for the what would be the latest record, God Willing, yes. And the Creek Don't Rise.
Yeah, about a year, yeah.
And recorded in the Berkshires, mm-hmm. at a place that you have?
Yeah, yeah, at my house. It's just a lovely old place, and it's got a big old room that was a barn that was connected to the house that is now part of the living area, you know, and it just sounds like $1 million in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet. And was there something about, before you, it was an ambassador's home to Russia or something?
Yeah, it was
like
the
that?
First U.S. ambassador to Russia. It was his summer estate, you know, since 1900 or so. Uh-huh. And then it was actually a music teacher built it in 1811, and they lived there till, you know, this guy William Bullitt bought it in 1900 or so, and then it was in his family till I bought it. So
when you were checking that place out, was the vision in your mind that
it was
good to,
yeah. Yeah, it was that room. I saw the room, and it had an old Steinway in it, and it just, you know, it's just one of those things that old houses have a way of speaking to you. I just love old houses, first of all. I'm an old house nut, but I've had a number of them over the years, and before this, owned a little cape. It was Norman Mailer's summer sort of retreat since, you know, through the late 60s, early 70s, and I fixed that place up, and then found this place in need of some help,
and when you
I've
were
been fixing it up.
When you made the transformation for recording in that ballroom area, did you find yourself having to shape your sound a little bit different for that record, or did you just go with what it gave
Not
you?
Not really. It just, you know, the room just responded beautifully to instruments in it. And we just set up like we always do, just sort of in a semicircle, and we just played. Mm-hmm. You know, it was actually kind of freakish. It was so easy. You know, it was almost like we just kept pinching ourselves, like, is this really working? It just seemed to be so flawless, you know. There was no everything just worked like clockwork.
So, was it so easy that you think you might return to such a setting for another
record?
Well,
then there's the problem. Yeah, there's the problem, because then you wonder if you just, you know, you don't want to jinx it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're superstitious, you don't want to jinx it. But I think we may. We'll see.
How about the difference between playing a festival stage like Bonnaroo versus a more intimate theater? Is there a different mindset when you approach that with getting out there, or do you not let that affect things?
You know, it's it all. I mean, there are a lot of other factors that can affect you, but as far as just the reality of it, it's really no different. It's just, you know, people are there to hear music. So you just play. Mm-hmm. What else are you going to do?
And if people aren't here at to Bonnaroo to witness you this weekend, there's a VH1 Storytellers on the way as well.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
What was that like, opening up and telling some tales to go with the tunes?
That's fine. It was fine. You know, in those situations, all you can do is just, you know, be yourself. And so you just, you know, I don't really have a real problem with it. I think the challenging part of that show is that the sound quality is so difficult as a performer, because it's television and they're taping and they have all these restrictions on all this. There's a lot that gets in between you and making music. That's the point. That was the challenging part. Talking, I mean, I could talk to them all night if they, you know,
right.
Want to listen to me. I'll talk all night, whatever. But then when we want to make music, it's very difficult, because it's just not a very musical environment, unfortunately, for me.
Mm-hmm. You know. Here at Bonnaroo, obviously a big musical environment for many different musicians, mm-hmm. and artists. Will you have the chance to walk around the grounds and maybe look for some friends or check out an artist you've never seen before?
Well, I don't know about that. but I'm really, really dying to see the jacket.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe get to hang out with those guys after the show a little bit. I can't even remember. I mean, I think last time I saw Patrick was like maybe a year ago. It's been ages. So I'd love to see those guys. And Bo, I don't know. And last time I saw Bo was probably, I think he did Letterman with us. I think he played keyboard on Letterman with us about a year ago. But they're sweet guys. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the show and then hopefully getting a chance to hang out a little bit afterwards.
This is almost
and Arcade Fire,
night.
Too. They're playing tonight, aren't they? Arcade Fire.
Yeah,
I'm really interested in seeing that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us here. It has been Ray LaMontagne.